Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else knows what today holds but our God. And today is Friday the 17th of September 2021. And we are still believing God for a bumper harvest of souls. We are still believing God for healing, deliverance, and salvation of our family members, those who do not know the Lord. So we are excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. This circle of friends, we just thank God for another opportunity to come before Him and bring our needs before Him, and just standing on the gap and intercede and pray for others and encourage each other. So we thank God for this opportunity. It is truly a privilege to be here. And we know it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by His Spirit, it is by His grace, it is by His love that we are here, His love that covers a multitude of sins. So we thank God just to pray the prayer of agreement, being in agreement, for one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we are more than two. We are more than three here. And we have the Holy Spirit. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We have a Trinity on our side. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, in agreement, as we pray and praise our God. Because He deserves all the praise and He deserves all the glory. Yes, internal wise God, we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready to receive all the blessings you have installed for us today. We are ready to receive all the anointing you have installed for us today. We are ready to be led by your Spirit. We are ready to be ordered by you, our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, this morning, yes, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us. In the name of Jesus, we do not want the enemy, the accuser of the saints, to accuse us or hinder our prayers because of unforgiveness. We want to learn from you because you are a forgiver. You loved us before we even loved you, Father. Before we knew you, you loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So we pray, Father God, that you have mercy on us according to your loving kindness, according to your multitude of tender mercies. We pray, Father, that you blot out, you wash away all our transgressions, those we have done knowingly or unknowingly, Lord, those we have done by submission or by omission, Father, with our actions, with our thoughts, with our deeds, anywhere we have offended you, we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us, wash us clean, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that our sins are blotted out, they are washed away. Purge us, Father, with your face of the cleanse us with your face of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will be as white as snow, Father. Do not hide your face away from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you create in us a clean heart, Father, and renew the white spirit within us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for restoring the joy, yes, of your salvation, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your anointing. We thank you, Lord, that your anointing, yes, that breaks the yoke, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Father, we know, we are aware that the hour has come, and it is now, that those who worship you, Lord, should worship you in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus, because that's what you are seeking. We know, yes, our Father, you are seeking those who worship you to worship you in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning, yes, for ordering our steps, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, we reverence you this morning. Yes, because there is nothing impossible with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we can do all things, Father, through you, Christ, who strengthens us. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening us, for renewing us as your word, Father, as your prophet Isaiah, yes, he said, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength, and that we will mount up with wings like eagles, and that we will run and not be weary. We will not get tired, Father. Even when we walk, we do not faint, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So teach us, Father, teach us to wait. Give us patience, Father, to wait and trusting you, Lord, that we trust you with all our hearts, Father, that we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, Father, that we acknowledge you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, Father. Yes, we thank you, Lord, because you fight all our battles, Father, because these weapons, yes, whether you are on our side, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? In the mighty name of Jesus, for the weapons of our warfare, Father, they are not carnal, but we know that they are mighty. Yes, through the pulling down of all these strongholds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, we thank you for your word. Yes, the word that does not return to you void, but it accomplishes anything and everything that you have sent it for. And we are being fed with your word right here, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that your word, yes, it renews our mind, Lord, that we will not be conformed to the things of this world, but that we'll be transformed, yes, by the renewing of our mind, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, that there is no weapon that is formed against us that will prosper, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every tongue that arises against us shall be judged, it shall be condemned, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Father God, for you are our maker, you are our creator, you are our Lord. There is no any other God but you, Lord. Yes, the creator of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father, for some trust in chariots, some in horses.
that we will remember the name of the Lord our God as we continue to lift up our eyes. Yes, and we lift them up unto the mountains, unto the hills, Lord, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. As we continue to decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So this morning, Father, yes, with confidence and assurance, we say you are the Lord. Yes, you are our refuge, Father. You remain our fortress. Yes, our God, and we trust you, Lord, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust in their finances, their jobs, some trust in their friends or the neighborhoods they live in, and even some come to trust even their political affiliation they are in. But Father God, we trust you. We remember the name of the Lord our God. Because we know for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father God, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Lord. We thank you for you are our shield. Yes, you are our armor. You are our protector in mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, this morning. And I pray, Father God, for every intercessor. Yes, every prayer warrior on this circle of friends, Father, those who wake up every morning, sometimes when their bodies are hurting, sometimes when they are tired and weary, when they have issues and battles in their own personal lives, but they still wake up and stand on the gap and intercede for others in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you bless each and every one of us, Father. I thank you for the persistence. I thank you, Father God, for the consistency, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you protect each and every one of us, Father, and provide for us, for you provide for us, for you supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. I thank you, Father God, that even in our personal life, some of us are on the midst of making decisions, Father, major decisions of life, family decisions. I just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll hear your voice, your still soft voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Pray, Father God, that we'll be obedient to your word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for wisdom, yes, and strength for each and every one of us, Father, for protection of our families and our family members. I thank you, Father God, as we keep our lights shining, Father, as we are the salt of this world, Father, and as we continue to season and stand on the gap and intercede, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to be mindful of your work and mindful of your people, Father, that you'll be mindful of our businesses as well, in the name of Jesus. And some among us are self-employed, and whether they work outside of the home or whatever means of resources and provision you have provided for us, I thank you, Father God, that we continue, yes, to shine and to move from glory to glory, that you do not go backwards, that we will not lack nothing, Father, for your children. We will not lack nothing on this land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for peace, Father, for giving us peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, and I pray for the church, yes, the body of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, Yes, I pray, Father God, for you have provided places of worship for each and every one of us. So I pray, Father God, for every ministry that is represented here. Yes, starting with this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. And I do pray, Father God, for the unquenchable fire ministries and the Life Church where I fellowship, and every fellowship, every ministry that is represented here, Father, and its leadership, the pastors, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, and the apostles, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have given them to us, Father. You have given them to the body of Christ, yes, in the name of Jesus, for the building of the church, for the building of the body, in the mighty name of Jesus, the church that is built under the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, in the mighty name of Jesus, where Jesus is the chief cornerstone, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that every ministry will flourish, Father, and some are trying to come back after the pandemic, and as soon as they come back and this virus is taking disturbing and interrupting again, and they are trying to figure out what to do. And I pray, Father God, and some are still struggling to minister online. I just pray, Father God, that you continue to teach them, Father. Teach them all the hidden things of God. Yes, all the resources, that they will be quick learners and be able to adjust even when they go back online, or the fellowship in the house of the Lord, in these churches, that you protect. We do not want any mass spreader in these churches, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the enemy will not accuse, will not have a reason to point a finger and accuse the body of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for wisdom. I pray, Father God, for resources, to provide all the resources they need to do the work of the ministry. I pray for all the ministries in these churches, and some they have children's ministries, some they have the youth ministries, and the men and women ministries, some they have singles ministries, in the mighty name of Jesus, even their outreach ministries, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just pray for that every ministry that is there will is effective, and it is for the winning and the attraction of souls, Father. Yes, because that is our number one job, is to win souls for the kingdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for the body of Christ, yes, for the church and its leadership, this sleeping giant to wake up, yes, and to stay connected to you, Lord, the true vine, for you are the vine and we are the branches. And as your word reminds us, that if we remain in you, Lord, yes, in the name of Jesus, that we will bear fruit, and not only fruit, but much, much fruit. So I pray, Father God, that we as a church, as a body of Christ, not only these local or only these churches that are represented here, but every body of Christ, Lord, yes, nationally and international, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we bear fruit and much, much fruit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, because we know if we disconnect ourselves from you, we will die, we will wither, we will dry out, in the mighty name of Jesus. And your word says if these branches dry out, they will be picked up and thrown into the fire, and they will be burned. And we do not want to do that, Father. We want to remain on you as a body, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for stability of the body of Christ, for the church, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we continue, Father God, to pray for families, Lord, because we know, Father God, that all this starts with a strong neighborhood, a strong community, and it spills over, yes, to the national state level and international level. Yes, with all starting from the family, Lord. Even our government will be strong, our leadership. We will create and produce strong leaders starting from the family. So, Father God, this morning we pray for families, for the restoration of families, Father, whether they are blended families or the whatever the status of the family right now, the devil has been stealing from us, destroying families. But this morning we stand on the gap and pray for a family because, Father God, you are the initiator of the family. When you created Adam and Eve, when you created man in your own image, you, the word says you created them. And you say that was good, Father. You initiated family. You had family on your mind at that time. So the enemy is trying to destroy the family. He has destroyed so much already. But this morning, Father God, we intercede and pray for the family in the mighty name of Jesus, for the restoration of families. In the name of Jesus, that husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church, and wives submitting themselves, yes, to their own husbands and children, obeying their parents. I pray for order in the families. Brothers and sisters, the lines are open. Let us intercede for family, because the enemy wants to destroy the families. He knows when he destroys a family, he has destroyed everything. We see young men and women out there roaming around
No man can cut us out of your hand in the name of Jesus. It is written. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We walk by faith, Lord. We are protected, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, for your protection, your provision, your anointing, Father. And I pray for wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Even these young couples, Father, I just pray that you raise up elderly, seasoned adults and seasoned couples to teach these young couples to be good stewards and good caretakers of their own homes. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the restoration of families, Lord. I thank you, Father, for restoring families in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for my cousins and their spouses. For restoration and blessing on their families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, and their marriages, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, and I seal this blessing. I seal this anointing by the precious blood of Jesus, Lord, that the enemy will not steal from us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do know, Father God, as the family is stronger and stronger. We have a stronger community. We have a stronger and caring government. In the mighty name of Jesus, the brokenness of the family spills over to the community and spills over to the government. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, for strengthening family. In the name of Jesus, above all, yes, those who rely on you, He will go with us, because he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is going to go with us, because he goes with us in the name of Jesus. So we need to be strong and not be discouraged. We need to be of good courage, because our God goes with us. Even if we go through the fire, he is there with us. Even if we, and the fire will not burn us, because he is there with us. Look at him. He showed up when Daniel and his friends were thrown in this fiery furnace of fire, and he was there. He showed up as the fourth man in the fire. And he says, even if we go through the waters, the waters will not drown us, because he is there with us. And he is a God who does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is not a respecter of any person. What he did for one, what he does for one, he will do for the other. And we just thank God, for he will never fail. He never fails. He is an unfailing God, and he never forsakes us. He is always there. Just to look back, we all have a testimony. If you look at your life today, and you look back where you have been, if it is not of the God, of God, if it wasn't his protection and his presence, you and I wouldn't be here. The enemy has been pursuing us day and night, right front and center, trying to destroy us. But God always protects us and shields us. And we are here today because of his grace and his love. His love that is sufficient. He has so much love, sufficient love. The love that covers a multitude of sins. Sometimes we fall off. Sometimes we lose hope. Sometimes we despise ourselves. We don't love ourselves. But he still loves us. As many times as we fall, he still holds us and raises us up with his right, strong hand. So let us not be discouraged, my sisters and brothers. Let us not give up. Let us not give up. Yes, let's remain strong courage, of good courage, because our God will never leave us nor forsake us, in Jesus' name. And I have one more scripture I wanted to share with you. This scripture has been ringing in my spirit throughout this whole week. And I just want to share with you. I did share with others earlier this week on the devotions, another platform, but I want to share with you as well. It's from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, just the first three verses. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. And I am reading from the NIV, New International Version. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And this is John, this is the same John who was Jesus' disciple, and he's the John who they pluck out his eyes and put him on this island and left him to die. And they were expecting the sea monsters, you know, the crocodiles or alligators or whatever animals that live in the sea on this small island to come out and eat him up, because he couldn't even see, even to run. There was no space or anywhere he could run to protect or shield himself. But it also shows us the goodness and the loving our God has and the protection he has for us. You know, I'm just reminded of that scripture in Psalms that says, unless the Lord build a house, the builder builds it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over a city, the watchman watches in vain. I mean, he did not have security guards on this island. He did not have a security system that can alert him that danger is coming. You know, when you look at our houses, some they have ADT, some have this fancy name, security system, alarm system. I can see on my neighbor, even when I'm walking on my own yard, and I get a little bit closer, like getting closer to his yard, his security lights just pop up because of the motion. My motion triggers his security lights to come up, and they have all these cameras around their house that they can see what you are doing on the street or as soon as you get there. But John, one of Jesus' disciples, their enemy, they took him, pluck off his eyes, put him on this island, and left him to die. But something amazing happened. That's when he wrote the book of 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. While he did not have eyes. So this justice, you know, shows me that we do not need eyes to see. We need God to be able to see, because we can discern even with the eyes closed when you are not using your natural eyes. There is another set of eyes that is in the inner man, inside of you, those spiritual eyes. Because John wrote these books while he did not have eyes to see, but he wrote while he was right there at that island of Portsmouth where they had put him, to left him to die. And he had a revelation. And he also wrote the book of Revelation while he didn't have eyes to see. That's how we see the goodness of the Lord. And right here on 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, he says, see what great love that the Father has lavished us with, Father has bestowed on us, that the Father has given us. This great love is not just a regular love, but this is great love. There is no any other love like that. You and I, we know, we have some people who have come into our lives and they left. Some people we call friends, they have come and they have left because they are seasonal. They are conditional. We have a group of people, a set of people who shows up when we are in trouble, and some they do not. We have another set of people who shows up to us when things are going well, when we have a good job and we have some money coming in, and they show up. But when those things disappear or run out, they too will go away. They disappear. They are seasonal people. They love us on seasonal, on conditioning. They have conditional love. But John is saying, our Father has unconditional love. He has so much great love that he has lavished us with, that he has bestowed on us. This great love that he has given us, great love has qualified us, has given us authority to be called the children of God. While we were sinners out there, while we were called dogs, while we were disqualified, he loved us with this great love and brought us forth. Now we are called the children of God. And that is what we are. John is just emphasizing. He didn't have to say that. That is what we are. He didn't have to say it. But he said it to put a seal that we have this understanding that we are the children of God. That is the reason the world does not know us. It reminds me of that scripture that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. That's why when we go through the storms of life, the same storms of life that everybody goes through, but we still have peace. We still smile. We still have joy. That's what separates us from the rest of the world, is that our Father, our Heavenly Father, our God, He loved us with great love. He loves us with such love. And that's what separates us. And the world does not know. They don't know that because they don't know him. They don't know him. The singer says, I was once lost and now I'm found. I was blind and now I see. We were there. We were lost before, and now we are found. We were blind before, and now we see. But we have brothers and sisters who we left out there, who are still lost, who are still blind. That's why on this platform, every morning, it never pray for the sinners. We pray for the salvation, for the deliverance, for the healing of our brothers and sisters whom we have left back there. So that they can come. They don't understand it. They don't know it. That we are children of God. And he emphasizes on verse 2. He said, dear friends, now we are children of God. He says it again. He wants us not to forget it. When you are up and about doing whatever errands you are running, whether you are in the grocery store, whether you are at the mall shopping your dress, your shoes, your purse, whatever you are doing, don't forget it. You are a child of God. John does not want us to forget. Even when we are going through the storms of life, even when we are going through the battles in life, don't forget, you are a child of God. And John is reminding us that there is power in being a child of God. There is something hidden in being a child of God. Because you know that. You need to know it, that you are a child of God. Just imagine with our children on this earth. I have three. I don't know how many children you have, but one thing I know, even as young as they were, sometimes as they started talking at 1, 2 years old, when they are hungry, they do not come to you and ask you whether you have money to buy food, whether you have paid your bills or whatever. The only thing, my children, well, they will come to me and they will say, Mom, I'm hungry. That's all they needed you to know, that they are hungry. They don't know whether the refrigerator is empty. They don't know whether the pantry is empty. They don't know where you're going to get it or whatever. But they will come and say, I am hungry. Because they are children. They had the confidence. They knew, this is my parents. All I need to tell them is that I am hungry. And they know I need food. Not only food, but I need nutritious food. Nutritious food. I need something, an appetizer. I need the whole course. I need a dessert. I need ice cream. When the ice cream men back in the day, they used to have the ice cream men run around, you know, drive around ringing the bell. The child will not ask you if you have spare change to buy an ice cream. They will come with authority, with demand. I want the ice cream. The ice cream man is out there. I hear him. My children, will hear from afar before the ice cream men come toward, closer to us. What they call us, when they are still out there, they will hear it and they come. I want ice cream. If they put a please, that will be, you know, as we teach them to say, please, may I? But they come with authority that they want it because they have an understanding that they are children. We have been children too, whether you are in high school or, you know, at a position, middle school, you now understand a little bit of the ins and outs, but they still come. They want a new pair of shoes. They want a new dress or whatever. And John is reminding us that we are children of God. He said, dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been revealed. It hasn't been known yet. So our childhood, our being the children of God, it doesn't end here. There is more to it. There is more coming. There is more ahead of us. We are children today, and we are operating and functioning and flowing in a different way than everybody else in this world. But John is reminding us that we need to know that there is more to it. He said, but we know that when our Christ appears, we shall be like him. So we think we have it, this joy we are experiencing, this peace we are experiencing. There is more into it, brothers and sisters. That's why we need to remain strong and be of good courage, because there is more to it. And John is reminding us that it has not yet been revealed. Nobody knows what it will be like. But here is a clue. He has given us a clue that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. So my brothers and sisters, we think we got it together. No, there is more to it. We think we have the joy. We have the peace. There is more to it. John is reminding us that nobody knows it yet, but it is coming. Just to remain strong and of good courage, that when our Christ appears, we shall see him. That's the first thing. We will see him as he is. And or not only that, but we shall be like him. So if there is nothing else, my brothers and sisters, there is more ahead of us. So let us not lose hope. Let us be strong and of good courage. Let us not be afraid. Let us not be intimidated, for we have more ahead of us. We are the children of God. We belong to God. And he also emphasizes on verse 3, all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. So we serve a pure God. Our God is not corrupted. Our God does not cut corners. Our God does not do favors. Our God is honest. His truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is a life giver. He is a lover. He loved us before we knew him, while we were sinners. Our God loved us. He sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's the God we serve. So brothers and sisters, let us not be discouraged. Let us remain strong and not be afraid. Let us not be offended some they get offended. There is this little insect, this creature, I don't know what they call it. It's like a cricket. Back home, we call them crickets. I mean, that's the only closest interpretation I can say. When it gets angry, it loses its legs. It cuts, when it gets angry, when someone disturbs it, it takes off its legs. And because it removes its legs, now it cannot defend itself. It can't fly anymore. It can't hop anymore because it takes off its legs. I don't know the name they call it in English. I'm just saying cricket. It might not be called cricket, but there is this insect. What when you disturb it, it just takes off its legs. We do not want to do that as Christians. That when we get angry, we destroy everything. But we have to forgive. We have to forgive and to remain strong and of good courage and not to be afraid, because there is more into it. When Christ appears, we will see him as he is. Not only that, but we will be like him. So let us purify ourselves. Let us remain pure, because our God is pure. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So the lines are open. Let us hear who is here, and whatever you want to share that is encouraging and helpful to this platform, to this body of Christ, to your brothers and sisters, you can do so now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You can go ahead.
Thank you, Pastor. For the word. Thank you for the teaching. Hallelujah to God. It really stirred up my soul today and made me think about and magnify the God of our salvation. And I love the illustration with the children. It brought my mind all the way back. I'm going to a homegrown service for one of my daughters. But it brings it back to me that they don't actually come boldly to you, because you're the one that's the parent. And it was very inspirational today. I thank God for it. I'll pray for the wife and I. We're going to go Cala to the homegrown service. We're traveling mercy there and also back home. I thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I want to thank you, Pastor Galasco, for the word. And I have a prayer request. I ran into someone yesterday as I was in the water, and they were saying, it really slipped my mind, but his mother is in need of hip replacement and knee replacement. She now can't walk because she's overweight and she's in the bed, but she got to lose weight in order to have the surgery. So, and she's in a lot of pain. So let's just lift her up. God knows everything she is.
Oh, what's your name? I didn't catch it.
No, I said it's fine. So we just pray for the lady that's in need of the bed because of her weight.
Okay.
Good morning, this is Yvonne.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mary here, and I'm just so blessed. Thank you for that powerful word that's reminding us of who we are and who our family is and the people that we witness to. Just so blessed by the word. Thank you for that anointing word. It needs to be heard again and again. God bless you, and God bless everyone on the line. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. If we do not have any other, let us all go before the Lord and pray for these requests. And let's pray for this lady, Sister Mary, met yesterday, who needs a hip and knee replacement, and that God will help her as she work on losing weight. We all know it's a hard
hard and difficult thing to do, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There is nothing impossible.
Amen.
So we're just going to pray for her. And if anyone among us who also needs some touch and some healing and just need a breakthrough in some things in life, we're just going to pray together and pray for traveling nurses, for Apostle Horsley and Minister Gwen, as they go to this homecoming for traveling nurses, that they will arrive safely and that they will be a light and a salt as they meet with family members and friends, you know, and just be an encouragement that God will give them the words to say and how to say it and to return home safely. And continue to pray for Pastor Darlene. She too has traveled and is on the road, but she arrived safely and accomplished the reason and the purpose of her travel. And each and everyone who might be traveling, and let's continue praying and believing God and for the families. So let us just all go before the Lord just for a minute. And thank God
me.
Pray
Excuse
for this
me, sister. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God for giving me an opportunity to say something this morning. I'm going to go in to do this treatment for my spine this morning, so continue to keep me in your prayers. I love a message on the prayer line and stuff in my family, so to keep us continually in prayer. And thanking God for traveling mercies, because I'm headed out to go that way, but I didn't know whether I would be on here to listen or not. But I asked God to, hallelujah, to hold back time for me to be able to get ready in a timely manner, and he did. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and I thank him for bearing in me that. So, you know, just to touch and agree, I mean, to mm-hmm. praise and thank him every morning that if I'm running late or for some reason, whatever, the clock is not working, that he is always on the scene. So I ask him just to hold back time so I can be ready to go and have this treatment, because I'm not supposed to be missing any of them. So y'all keep me and my family continuing their prayers and for the prayers that are on the request that I sent. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So let us go before the Lord. I know we are at the top of the hour, actually the hour here, but we just go together before the Lord and let's pray for this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father. Lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Our God hears. He answers prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we release traveling mercies, Father, for Apostle Holy, for Pastor David, and Sister Gladys, and the trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you go before them, behind them, around them, that they arrive their destination safely, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and accomplish the purpose of their trouble. I thank you, Father God, for comforting the family. Yes, they go to the morning, Lord. I pray for your anointing, that you give them wisdom to say what needs to be said and how to say it and comfort the family. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for continuing blessing and amending and restoring Sister Gladys' family in the name of Jesus and every family that is represented here. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for this lady, Sister Marie, met yesterday, who needs a hip and knee replacement. And I pray, Father God, that you help her as she works on herself to lose weight and be a good steward of her body, for her body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, that you teach her. She might have a nutritionist who is helping her, a dietitian who is helping her, but total knowledge and total teaching comes from the Holy Spirit, who is the one who teaches us the hidden things, that she will be able to work on it and lose the weight and get the help she needs. In the mighty name of Jesus, and while she's working on it and getting the help, I just pray, Father God, that you subside the pain, that you'll be able to bear and
if you work on it, that you will not be limited by the pain in her body. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for every need, every request that has been spoken or unspoken, that you meet that need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you have already distributed your ministering angels to come and meet and minister to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you. I glorify your name. That it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for each and every one of you. It has been truly a fruitful and blessed week this week. So we thank God. You go and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed weekend. A weekend of overcome. A weekend of breakthrough in Jesus' name. For we move from glory to glory. Our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward. For we move forward in him, in Jesus' name. So we'll see each other on Monday at the same time, same channel, in Jesus' name. We love you. And God loves you, and we trust that you love us back, and we love each other in Jesus' name. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Jesus, bye. Jesus.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.